Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. President Trump last night in a primetime address from the White House sort of spelled out where we stand with the war in Iran, the reasons for going to war. It had been stated to this point that it was to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Whether or not they were about to or have nuclear weapons, we know that Iran has a vast criminal enterprise, and it's pretty extensive. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, former FBI agent Brad Garrett, is joining us now to take a look at this pretty outlandish scheme they have going on in Iran. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, it covers so many areas of criminal activity. You know, one example is these scenarios of what I would call guns for drugs.
Yeah.
Recently, DEA arrested a guy. He was the middleman of arranging his connection to a drug cartel in Colombia to Iran, where Iran would supply weapons. The folks in Colombia would supply kilos of cocaine, and there would be a swap. That apparently goes on with regularity. If you think about this number, Paul, that 40 to 60% of the opium that comes out of Afghanistan goes to Iran.
Wow.
Think about how, what you know, because Iran makes up a pretty large percentage of the of heroin, except in things that are made into heroin, opiates, mm-hmm. That come through Afghanistan. So that's one area. Money laundering, extortions, kidnappings, assassinations. And on top of all that, is that the way they run this, Paul, is in a very, in my view, sort of decentralized way. You have these proxy groups like Hezbollah and the Houthis and Hamas that, you know, maybe independently run some of this criminal activity. There's a lot of graft and corruption. There have been a number of banks around the world prosecuted because they were laundering money, in effect, for Iran. And it's really sort of permeated, in my view, is that that's literally how they run Iran and have so for many years, I think primarily to get around the sanctions. That includes oil, the amount of oil they still move daily, or at least did before the war started. A lot of money.
Yeah, you mentioned the sanctions, and that's really, I think, what sort of spurred all this. And so, you know, everybody can issue all these sanctions against Iran, but it's not really going to do anything because they have such a vast criminal enterprise going.
There is no doubt. I mean, and it even goes on inside the country. You know, the very powerful Revolutionary Guard, that combined with a volunteer, what I would call a volunteer police force of about 700,000 citizens who basically control the population, despite the fact that, you know, the popularity of the current government is only about 20%, their ability to keep a stronghold and a big time stronghold on what's produced inside Iran, from companies to agencies to corporations, there's a lot of kickbacks, there's a lot of control. It's basically a business.
Yeah.
Like a lot of criminal enterprises are, and it's not going to go away. We chip away, we the U.S. and other countries, prosecuting people for like guns for drugs and other stuff and money laundering. But it's probably a drop in the bucket compared to what actually goes on. And whether we're there fighting or not, what I just described has been in place, will continue to be in place. You know, it's just the way it is.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask is, you know, is the current military action going to do anything to disrupt this and or regime change? I mean, if there's new leadership put in place there, will that affect this? And it kind of sounds like probably not.
No, I don't know how you could do regime change. I mean, they literally control, as I described, They literally can control the population. I mean, if you're told, if you go out and demonstrate, we're going to kill you. Yeah. I mean, that's a big damper, right, to go out and protest.
Right.
So, and obviously, based on numbers that reported, 30-plus thousand apparently were killed during the last multiple demonstrations. So, yes, they're not popular, but do they literally have an iron fist control? To a large extent, I think that's true.
Yeah. It is fascinating. There's so much at play there. Brad, really interesting insight. I appreciate it, as always. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care, Paul.